The country's best track and field athletes are gathering in Carson, California, near Los Angeles. The National Outdoor Championships start tomorrow. Among the competitors is shot putter Adam Nelson, who will be defending his U.S. outdoor title. But perhaps a more significant story for Nelson will be on the shirt he wears during the competition. NPR's Tom Goldman explains.
Adam Nelson's jersey will have a small patch with his sponsor's name, Medivox RX. In accordance with international track and field rules, the patch will be no larger than 4 centimeters high, probably too small to see from the stands, but it may as well be the size of a billboard, considering what it represents for one of the world's best athletes.
Two-time world championship silver medalist, the Olympic Games silver medalist at Sydney in the year 2000. He was the farthest qualifier this morning at 21:15, representing the USA, Adam Nelson.
The highlight of last summer's Athens Olympics was the shot put event at Ancient Olympia. Adam Nelson won the silver medal, his second Olympic silver, and it solidified his standing in the world of elite track and field, which made Nelson's situation this year all the more startling. He lost his funding from Nike and Visa, sponsorships that had allowed him to train for the last 5 years without working a full-time job. Suddenly, that money was gone.
What was your reaction? Was it a bit of a panicky feeling?
Yeah, it's a bit uncomfortable, especially, I told you I've been doing this full-time since 2000.
At 29, with his sights set on the 2008 Beijing Olympics, Adam Nelson certainly wasn't ready to end his athletic career. So he and his agent started to think, how can we attract potential sponsors?
A reporter at one of the indoor meets actually recommended doing an eBay auction, and we laughed at him when he said that, and thought about it afterwards and put together some just general outlines of what we would do if we actually did one and said, hey, this isn't a bad idea. Let's do something about it.
Nelson started competing in a jersey that said on the front, buy me on eBay. The winner from over 100 bids was Medivox RX, a pill bottle company. The $12,000 sponsorship was about half of what Nelson needs each year to cover travel, coaching costs, eating. The 260-pound shot putter spends $1,100 a month on food. But hungry times are coming again. The sponsorship runs out after this month, and Nelson will join other prominent Olympians dealing with money shortfalls. Weightlifting record holder Shane Hammond said in a recent Denver Post article, he's going broke and ready to quit since his U.S. Olympic Committee funding ended. Two-time Olympic luge medalist Chris Thorpe did quit, aborting a comeback last year because of no money. Despite the struggles for these and less well-known Olympians, U.S. Olympic Committee CEO Jim Scheer says things are getting better, especially since the USOC started streamlining its bureaucracy and channeling more money to the athletes.
This year, we just announced that as of July 1st, we are doubling direct athlete support, those funds that the USOC places a check directly in the athlete's hands.
Going from $6 million to $12.5 million will help, but there are still problems. 40% of the current Olympic team relies on some form of corporate sponsorship, but most of those deals are short-term, built around the time before and after an Olympic Games, when an athlete has the most public exposure. Patrick Quinn, president of Q Sports Marketing, says most sponsorships don't cover the critical time for athletes between Olympic Games.
They're not just training once every 4 years. They're training every day, whether you're looking at them, whether you're paying attention to them, whether the media cares about them or not.
Quinn is also trying to qualify in the luge for next year's Winter Olympics. He says he doesn't blame corporations for their limited interest.
You know, they need to answer to their shareholders. They need to turn a profit.
And there's not a lot of money in a Winter Olympic athlete during a Summer Olympic year, or vice versa. The USOC's Jim Scheer says he's trying to get sponsors to think more in terms of long-term deals, the kind of deal shot putter Adam Nelson says he'll need to get to Beijing as one of the favorites in his event, as he is now. One positive aspect of his situation, Nelson says it fires him up competitively, having to scrounge for support after being praised as an Olympic hero less than a year ago. Tom Goldman, NPR News.